four wire system. And that is what is standard for Edison company. Over.
First 34 degrees.
I'm looking here. If you measure on this four wire wire system across two of the wires, you get 120, and then 120 across the out one, you got 208. This wire system is very complicated to understand. KC2MDP.
Okay, we're back to TL required. Beyond 11 o'clock, fantastic. The four-wire Y system is what I believe, quite possibly, Rich N2EO has, where he's got 208-120 with reference to that fourth wire. In other words, his Y-W-Y-E wide system probably got a delta primary and a Y secondary. And he's got three wires coming into the house. One is the so-called neutral to the Y, and the other two leads coming in give him something close to 120 to ground, but only 208 across the red and black, so to speak. That's what I'm beginning to think he's got. And therefore, the transformer itself has all three phases going into the primary is what I'm getting. I can also see why in an industrial building or an apartment building, you definitely want all three phases coming in, because rotary machinery, something like an elevator, you definitely want to run that on three phase for a whole lot of reasons. So I'm beginning to think that Rich has two of those phases. He maybe has the A and B phase. His next door neighbor maybe has the B and the C phase, and so on. Is that approximately what's going on, Steve? KC2MDP, make sure you wait for the beep. K2RIW.
Yes, that's correct. 208 is 120 from each phase to ground, and 208 across any of the two phases. A delta is 120 to ground, 240 across any of the two phases. Now, here's where it gets a little complicated between a Y and a delta system. I mean, let me let it drop for a second, and I can give you a real easy explanation. Okay, just picture in your head or draw on a piece of paper, just make a Y with all three points of the Y equal distance. Now, if you have that, it's symmetrical. Any point is symmetrical. They're 120 degrees apart. Okay, the same thing with a delta, which is basically a triangle. All three points are 120 degrees apart. Now, in the center of the Y, put a dot. That's your neutral. It's still symmetrical. Any one of those three dots, or your three-phase hot legs, to that center point is symmetrical. Now, anywhere on the delta, put a dot. Two of them are exactly the same. That's where you get your 120. But the third one is not symmetrical. That's where you get your odd voltage, which can vary usually from about 190 volts to about 208. Back to you.
All right. Now, I'm having trouble believing that delta wiring comes into a private home. Y wiring, where there is a defined neutral, I can see that coming into a private home. But delta wiring, where there is no defined neutral, if I've now got a failure in an appliance, that one of those outer three leads of the delta becomes improperly earthed, I now can get crazy voltages with reference to earth on the other two. I'm beginning to believe that all wiring that comes into a house is some portion of Y wiring. You may use delta on primary. I'm having trouble believing that you would use delta on a secondary coming into a private home. I wonder if you see it that way, Steve. KC2MDP, wait for the beep. KC2LIW.
Yeah, you got it, Dick. Basically, Y is more economical for residential because, you know, you're getting 120 volts across all three phases. Basically, they use delta for, industrial, as far as machinery and stuff like that. Because, you get that little extra voltage, you're getting a little extra voltage, and a lot of times that'll mean the difference between running, let's say, a number 10 gauge wire to your machine or a number 8, So that's basically the reason they came up with the delta system. Back to you.
And with Week. Wesley, your signal is going to be so noisy, I know we're going to have trouble copying you. Let me go to Rich first. N2EO, go ahead.
Dick, I think what may answer the question, in the 50s and 60s, just a few blocks from me was a factory that had a lot of, I think it was a machine shop. I was a kid at the time, but it's no longer there. Could that be the reason why we've got that, that Delta system?
John, good question, and I'm not sure. Wesley, sounds like you become familiar with Delta and Y. If you happen to know, please tell us how is primary measured, wired, how is primary wired of the step-down transformer, how is secondary wired into a private home. N2XJN, KQLIW in the second net. Wait for the beep.
From this general theory of the Y or star, how you call it, that's what I don't like, is that sometimes you guys use the improper terminology. When you say that in the star between 0 and 20 is just wearing the baloney, absolutely, I'm sorry about this. No. What you have, maybe for a moment. Okay. In the star, when you have the star and three wires are coming to the house, is actually two phases and zero. That's what you have mostly. If some houses they have 120, then you have actually one phase out of the Y and the zero. Most of the situation when you have one phase and you have wires coming is just that you have a grant, and you have a 120. That's what you have. Now, the reason that you have different voltage on different phases is because if three houses on the road are connected to a phase with A, and then you have the fourth house that comes with the A and B, the first three houses were coming with A and C, then this phase A has so much load on it that it shows a little bit lower voltage. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, when it comes to the three phases of a Y system in a New York City area, at the transformer itself, I'd like to believe the transformer impedance is so low that each one of the Y phases are very close to 120 volts to neutral, to the center of the Y at the transformer. And if that wiring, if each one of the houses gets the neutral center of the Y as well as two other phases, two other wires, A and B, we'll say, they're going to get approximately 120 volts between each phase and the neutral, but only 208 between the phases. And as they start creating unequal loading within the house, those phases can get disturbed because there's a significant amount of resistance between that house and the transformer. But at the transformer itself, I would be amazed if the 120 volts of each leg of the Y at the transformer, if that moves by more than one volt at the transformer, 1 or 2 volts, I'd be kind of amazed. So therefore, in order for the unequal loading of the two phases at house AB, creating unequal voltages at house BC, the next house next door, I'm having trouble with that, because each one is independently wired back to the transformer, and that transformer itself has a very low internal impedance. That's the way I see it. It takes other faults in the system for the second house to get unequal voltages because of something going on in the first house. That's the way I see it, but maybe I've got it backwards. N2XJM, K2RIW, wait for the beep.
Information, Vic.
One single point. Transformer is too small for the number of houses. And the wiring that you have is charged in independent wire. Exactly the same wiring for one of the phases. But because the load is so big on this particular phase, that's why you have a different voltage. Do you understand that?
Okay, now let me try this out on you. Let's assume that the transformer going to these three houses has a delta primary. The delta primary is using all three phases, A, B, and C phase, of the high voltage going in. And now the star secondary is going to various houses, going to three houses. And if the transformer is improperly sized so that the voltages start dropping for all three voltages out of the Y, the A, B, and C phase out of the Y, to be dropping, I'm going to agree with that. But for you to create a larger drop on the A phase of the transformer without creating a corresponding drop to the B and the C phase of the secondary Y, to create differential voltage drop at the transformer, that takes a really terrible design of transformer for that to happen. And maybe that's what you're saying. N2XJN, K2RIW.
Very good, one thing. The transformer is still based form. It has a compartment cooling with the oil. The oil is a structure. More hot in one place, it's not the three different compartments. And even though in three different compartments contains of that oil, and the level of that oil, but the temperature of that oil affects the cooling of particle wires. Because there are transformers in three different compartments. But I observed that many times in Europe, and it happens, like the U.S. was there.
Okay, so you're saying the transformer could have three different oil temperatures in the three different sections and three different voltage drops, and therefore the balance of the wiring that makes the voltages equal between the phases and the 120 degrees phase, that can all get disturbed, is what I think you're saying. Sounds like Rich has some extra information here, and so... let's see what your experience along these lines is, Rich. N2EO, wait for the beep. K2RIW.
N2EO. Yeah, you know, I've questioned Con Ed workers over the years, and after a while you put a little information together. I was told that they've got my house tied into the house next door, which is tied into the next house, etc., etc., and then it goes into the manhole and showed me which manhole where the transformer is. Reason I bring that up is I used to be next in last. My next door neighbor, and semi-attached to me, used to be the very last person, and he put it on the bus. My neighbor disconnected from the bus. All the people that were there, maybe 30 years ago and had a separate line run. So he's, a Con-Ed man said to me, my regulation is not going to be as good as the other mains because I'm in the, they put it, quote unquote, at the end of the bus. Another Con-Ed man also told me that they can adjust the voltage up and down in the manhole. Now, how they can do that, I don't know, unless they change taps on the Y transformer. And I would think if they're changing taps on the Y, they have to change them all equally to keep them in balance. That's it.
Rich, because you are at the end of the bus, I think that means the total amount of wiring length in feet between the transformer and your house is a greater number of feet. But to your knowledge, does the wiring from your house go straight back to the transformer? Or is the transformer wiring to those three houses or four houses, is it some kind of a complicated daisy chain? I'm beginning to think to save wire, it's probably a daisy chain, and therefore you've not only got the problem of extra length of wire because you're at the end of the bus, but you're also subject to whatever additional voltage drops occurs from the houses that are further up on the bus if they turn on a heavy air conditioner on a summer day. Is that sort of true, Rich? N2EO, wait for the beep, K2RIW.
Now, I don't have any first-hand knowledge, Nick, but what you're saying is what I was told by a Con-Ed worker.
Okay. You're a guy who, I'm sure, measures voltages. What do you, on a good day and on a bad day, measure between your A phase and ground and your B phase and ground, so to speak? What voltages are the highest and the lowest you've ever measured in your house, both across each individual so-called 120 and across the whole darn 208 or 213. What's the highest and lowest you've ever measured? Over to you, Rich.
I really don't recall. I know in the winter we get right now 123. It dips down in the summer. I don't recall what, but I can get through the math. I run about 3,900 volts on the plates of those tubes. I've seen it go down 300 or 400 volts on a summer day.
Okay, 3,900 versus 300 volts of drop. I'm doing the math right now. If I chose 300 volts of drop, that would be, I added and I should have subtracted. Let me do that again. Good. And 300 volts drop, got that. Therefore, that would suggest you're getting 92% of normal voltage. 92% of 123 is what I think you get. 92% of that would be 113. So I'll bet you your 123 probably has dropped down to 113, and line to line, you probably see your 213 drop down to 205 or something like that. Is that true, Rich? Go ahead.
I don't want to say, Dick, I should make more of a note of it, but it sounds about right. You probably calculated the turns ratio from 3,900 down to 212. So you could calculate it backwards. But that sounds about right, Dick.
Okay, we're slowly learning a little bit more about how houses are wired in the five boroughs of New York City. Oh, wait, Rich, to your knowledge, all of Whitestone is wired on what you and I would call two phases of a three-phase system. Do you think all five boroughs of New York City are wired that way, or just certain portions of the city? I've been hearing that Staten Island is wired that way, but I think there are portions of Queens and Brooklyn that maybe are not. I'm going to ask each one of the guys here how they think their house is wired, and to your knowledge, what percentage of the five boroughs are wired your way, Rich? N2EO, K2RIW?
I really have no idea. I'm 60 years old. I've been living in this house for 50 of those 60 years, so I really don't know. I know it's been a problem here running high power equipment, because being 120 degrees out of phase on 120 degree phase angle between each of those legs, I have trouble running a capacitor in the power supply with any good regulation, you know, a high power amplifier. Now, I don't know anybody else who's having that problem, but maybe they never checked.
Answer at Dick, K2KE1.
Yeah, Mel's the next guy on the list, and after that I'm going to ask Wesley and anybody else, even Alex if he's available. Mel, what percentage of the five boroughs do you think are wired with two phases 120 degrees apart, as opposed to out here in Nassau and Suffolk? I've got two phases that are 180 degrees apart. I can take the voltage of my red phase and the voltage of my black phase, simply add them together by summing them, and I come up with the exact voltage across my so-called red to black, 240. K2KEY, K2RIW, wait for the beep.
What they do.
do. They got 240. Not, they got a system that is, and I know where it is in certain commercial places, where it's 240, 240. That is it. That's called a three-wire, three-phase delta. The other system, what you're talking about, where you measure 120, 120, and then you get the 208, that's four-wire, three-phase Y. They also offer a four-wire, three-phase delta, where you must have 240 volts across any two lines. This is the wiring for Edison by Burroughs. Over.
Okay, now Whitestone to me is Queens. It's one of the five boroughs, and Rich N2EO does not have your wiring. You got single phase, three wire. He has two phase, three wire, I think. I'm going to double check with him right now. I think there's only three wires coming into his house, but it's two phase. He's got something like 120, 120, 208, not 240. Is it three wires coming into your house, Rich? N2EO, K2RIW?
Correct, Dick. There's three wires coming in. It's 120, 120, and I don't know if something's out of balance. We typically get a faucet 212.
Okay. So you get 212, not 208, and your 120 is a little bit higher, but you do not get anything like 240. Your meter is not that inaccurate, 208 or 212 versus 240. So I'm convinced you're getting two phases of three wires. Mel has one phase of three wires. Wesley, N2XJN, you have three wires. What are the three voltages that you measure? Is it 120, 120, something like 208? Or is it 120, 120, something like 240? N2XJN, K2RIW, wait for the beep.
Okay, I do have, sir, requirement that O.9072D. The 120 by 208, two phase, which is actually star, which is actually Y. That's the way that you call it. And the wire that is being used, and he has maximum 2,500 IL copper cable per phase. Next to the engineer.
Okay, that's the second guy in Queens. So Whitestone, Queens is two-phase, three-wire. Where Wesley is two-phase, three-wire. In Brooklyn, where Mel is single-phase, three-wire. I wonder what Yonkers is like. N2NNU, if you're available, Alex, what kind of the voltages do you have? N2NNU, K2RIW in the TechNet. Sounds like Alex is not with us right now. Anyone else in one of the five boroughs who knows what your three voltages are? Each leg to ground and leg to leg. Anyone else know what their voltages are? Give me your call letters right now. K2RIW in the TechNet. Looks like we put everyone to sleep on this one, Mel. Hey, Mel, you ought to go to your mailbag. And go right ahead, Wesley.
Based on what I saw in five boroughs of New York during so many years that I'm in here, I'm not, but it is my best belief that 85% of the houses and most, if not all, of two-family houses, they have only two phases. That's how was the ruling at that time. And the reason also that we have a problem with transformer is that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, the transformer was installed, there were less houses and less demand for the electricity. But there's another thing that I promised to pick up, and actually I could relate to the subject once again, the radio waves. How about the lasers of antenna? And you said that you're going to research that for me. And I asked you also, how would you build your home-made laser antenna? Which you understand?
Yeah, I probably said I was going to go research those things. That was my homework assignment. And, teacher, I didn't do my homework assignment. I do know what little I've heard of a plasma-type antenna, where by one means or another, you excite a plasma, generate a temporary antenna, radiate a radio signal through it, and then you deionize the plasma, and the antenna disappears. And some of those systems work on LASA. Some of those systems work on other kinds of voltage ionization techniques. And whenever you have a plasma acting as the conducting medium for the antenna, the plasma is, by definition, a negative impedance material, which means that as you put more current through it, the voltage drop decreases, not increases. It's a negative resistance, so to speak. So plasma antennas have that characteristic. And that's as little as I know right now. But you're saying that everybody is two phases, two of the three phases. Well, not necessarily. Mel has only got one phase. And to my knowledge, very few, if any, private homes have three phases. A apartment building, an industrial building, a factory, yes. Almost all of them have three phases. But a private home, to my knowledge, never gets more than one or two phases. Never three phases. So we've got two guys in the Queens area, Whitestone and Queens, who are on two-phase three wire. We got Mel in the other one of the five boroughs of New York City, Brooklyn. He's on one phase, three wire. And I think many of the people in Staten Island are on two phase, three wire. You felt that almost everybody is wired the same way, Mel. I'm seeing some doubt to that. K2KEY, K2RIW.
All I can do is read what the Edison book says. I got it right in front of me. This is the training manual for Edison. And, in fact, I guess they show you they have a two-wire, single-phase, no longer available. Three-wire, single-phase, private home, three-wire, delta, for, three-wire, three-phase, delta. Four-wire, three-phase Y, and four-wire, three-phase Delta. And they have an asterisk next to that one. That's the four-wire, three-phase Delta, that's strictly 240-volt system. No, three-wire, three-phase Delta is a 240. Only comes in at 240. No 120 available on it for special uses. And the four-wire, three-phase Delta, command meter and must have TF correction signal. But Edison is, you know, it could be if you have an apartment building on your block, it's very possible that that's why you wound up with the three-wire, three-phase system on the block. It's possibly that it was part of the four-wire system. In other words, four-wire, three-phase Y, and they have on the block apartment building. They're bringing that in, I should say, for the elevator. But if you're like a couple of doors down or something, they're most likely going to just bring in three-wire out of it and use it so you wind up with two phases out of the system. But there's no phase any private house here, Dick.
Yeah, no private house has three phases with rare exceptions. because they'd be afraid you're running a factory. In the case of the three-phase, four-wire Delta that's running at 240 volts line to line, I can see why they would not give you line to neutral on that four-wire system, because by definition it would be 139 volts, 138.56, let's call it 139. So, in the case of four-wire Delta 240, you're not allowed to run on that one any one leg to ground, because it would be 240 volts. And when they do give you 120, approximately, one wire to ground, and it's a two-phase system, three-wire, you're going to measure something close to 208 leg to leg. They're all related by square root of 3 when you go leg to leg versus leg to neutral. That's what 120 degrees gives you. It's a square root of 3 phenomena, not a 2 to 1 phenomena like I have with single phase 3-wire in Nassau and Suffolk County. What's your guess, Mel, as to what percentage of Brooklyn, you think all of Brooklyn is wired your way and all of Queens is wired Rich and Wesley's way? And that's question number one. But the real question I guess I wanted to know is, in the watt-hour meter that's running on two phases, I'm beginning to think they separately measure the current on the first hot wire, and they separately measure the current on the second hot wire, and both of those go into some kind of a summing circuit along with voltage measurement in order to run that watt-hour meter correctly. But I think you said neutral on the watt-hour meter is not required. K2KEY, K2RIW.
Denver Yankee 2.
A lot of dropout. We didn't get that. Mel, pick it up first, then we'll go back and try that station. You got it, Mel. Wait for the beep.
Okay, I'm looking at meters now. Three-phase, three-wire meter circuit. And I see that there's individual inside there is a system they call a 240-volt two-shadow wire type meter. Very involved meter wiring inside the three-phase meter. The out of the line with the three lines, each one, no. Yeah, all three wires go into the meter in that case. This is a three-phase, three-wire circuit. Oh, there's so many different meters. Three-phase, three-wire, double, three-phase, four-wire, Y meters. Let's see, what is the neutral? Neutral basically goes through, but the other three wires are actually going through some kind of a readout inside self-phase. System using four-wire WYC circuit. So they do have all this kind of stuff. Now, as far as if you're measuring, say, 120, 120, and then of course the two you're measuring 208, it's part of a four-wire, three-phase Y system, Dick. And up the block here is my section of Brooklyn. And I have a house about a mile away. It's only three wires winding up, because it's all residential neighborhoods. Only three wires go up the block, and it's all single phase. The only places, I guess, where it's maybe commercial, maybe apartment buildings in certain areas and all, I think that's the difference over.
That may explain it. You're in a purely residential area. Wesley is in a mixed residential and industrial area, I'm guessing. And Whitestone, I thought, was a purely residential area. But maybe there is... Oh, wait a minute now. You've got apartment buildings in Whitestone. So that explains it. Where there's apartment buildings, you're going to get all three phases. Your area of Brooklyn, to my knowledge, does not have apartment buildings. Where Barry lives, on Far Rockaway, there definitely are apartment buildings. He might very well be three-wire, two-phase, because of of those local apartment buildings only a mile away from his house. There was another person attempting to sign in. Want to try again? K2RIW in the TechNet. Wait for the beep.
Okay, this is Lab Keith. Do you have a question?
All I heard you say was, "This is," and you dropped out every fraction of a second. You dropped out about 8 times. Is there anything you can do to increase your signal strength and give it another try? K2RIW?
Sorry, it's the best thing. Back to net. Sorry.
Okay, I heard you say you're sorry, it's the best you can do. I'm putting this together out of all of the dropouts. And it sounds like you said your call letters are OSI. Want to try again?
Yeah, Roger, the call is November Yankee 2 Sierra India. November Yankee 2 Sierra India. Name is Mexico, and I'm in Staten Island, and I just have one comment that it looks like the difference between the two locations is whether it's a Y or a Delta transformer. I think it's single phase in both cases.
Okay, lucky for you, I got the November Yankee 2 Sierra India. Beautiful picture, by the way, of that looks like the Verrazano Narrows Bridge, and a picture of Moshe. Okay, didn't get your handle by way of what I'm hearing over the air, but got it by way of the website. So once again, Moshe, what are you saying is it the areas of the New York City that have something industrial like an apartment building or a factory? Most of those areas are going to be three-wire, two-phase to each private home, whereas where Mel is, which is a purely residential area, I think he's going to be one-phase, three-wire to a private home. Is that approximately what you're saying, Moshe? November Yankee 2, Sierra India, K2RIW in the TechNet.
K2RIW. Yeah, the name is Mo, just say Mo for short. And what thing is, I see this single phase, or I believe they're all single phase. In the industrial areas, they're using the Y, or they get 120 volt service. In the industrial areas, they're using the Y, that could be 208 between the two legs. And I think in those areas, you're seeing a delta transformer. From NY2SI.
Unfortunately, you were only in there about 20% of the time. I think you agreed with what I said. Wiring, two-phase, three wires, private home, when it's an industrial area. But single-phase, wiring, three wires, 120, 240, in a purely residential area. That's where Mel is, purely residential area. So I think we've sort of figured out what's going on. So if they've got to wire substantial portions of the area for three phases, they make it a star or a Y wiring, not star, Y. Y wiring, and therefore people get numbers like 120-208 as opposed to 120-240. I think we've almost figured it out. Awful lot of Staten Island, to my knowledge, is purely residential. And I was told that a lot of Staten Island has two-phase, three-wire, Y, for private homes. Maybe they just made a decision that since there are some apartment buildings there, that's the way they're doing it. And with any further information, give me your call letters, K2RIW in the TechNet.
So I'm with a voltage reading.
Go ahead with your voltage reading and wait for the beep.
Yeah, 0.75 volts across the ground on the F connector and the ground, you know, plugged it into the wall. But, you know, there's other cables going through the house. I mean, so that means a lot of the other cables are hooked up. So I don't know if that would change anything. 2.75 volts.
Comment on that.
Uh-huh. We've got Alex back. Alex, I'd like to know, is your house wired 120-240 or 120-208? And the 0.75 volts you've got, that's enough for me to be alarmed. Now that you're measuring 0.75 volts, you could put your ammeter across that. Start up on the high ampere scale. Put your ammeter across the exact same cable and chassis and see what amperage you measure, Paul. So make that ampere measurement while I'm terrible on names here tonight, while Alex tells us what his voltage. What's the voltages in your house, Alex? Is it 120-240 or 120-208? M2NNU, K2LIW.
Okay, but I'm running out of time. We're getting late. WS2L.
That was not Alex, that was Leslie. What I'm trying to say is that if he tries to take the F connectors from the cable wire and try to measure the voltage between the ground, now I believe you've got it all wrong in terms of saying that you're gonna have a backup or in ground from the F connector. It is not true, because the point of the grounding for the F connector is different than the point of the grounding for the electrical circuitry. Activity can do there.
Alex, all of a sudden your signal is tremendously stronger and all the noise has disappeared. You're tremendously stronger on the input. All the noise through the repeater has disappeared. What change did you make? Over.
Not Alex, it's Wesley.
I'm trying to say Wesley. I'm sorry. Wesley, go ahead.
I have made is just that I observed the guy that was talking right before of me, then when I switched to the transmitting part of his, I was able to get him clear. That's what happened. So could you make a comment on that, what I said, and to share? Sorry, I was talking and I didn't press the button. Did you hear what I said, Dick?
Yeah, now you're coming through very clearly.
Okay. Repeat that, what I said. I didn't make any changes at all. It was something with the repeater, I believe. On the transmitting part, I was able to say hear most of the guides clear and nice. On the repeater side, not necessarily. What I said is, the F connector from the cable wire, if the gentleman could put the meter between the ground and the F connector. And I said that you've got it wrong, standing that the F connector towards the ground will be the backup comparing to the electrical grounding. And the reason for that is because the reference for the ground for the F connector for the cable company is different, because the ground is in different place comparing to the ground of the electrical wiring. And that was good if we had a chance to look at this energy for free for you, where you have two fours as the numbers, because this actually is a transformer. We're talking about the transformer with the air magnets. Back to you, to exam.
I hear another station trying to come in, but you're not making it. Alex, you're now running S9 on my input. I've been measuring your input all night long, and you're dead full quieting into the machine. Until the last three transmissions, you were very, very noisy into the machine, and you were running S1 at my house. You've either moved the antenna, or your true power output has really changed. Yes, I know there's two different grounds. I'm not going to go back to that one right now. How many watts do you believe you're running right now? And 5 minutes ago, how many watts do you believe you were running? And did you move an antenna, change range antenna, whatever. All night long, you were S1 at my house and very noisy into the machine. You're now S9 at my house and dead full quieting in the machine. I'm reasonably sure something has changed in Queens. N2XJN, K2LIW.
Well, this N2XJN, I didn't change anything. I have antenna on the roof. Maybe the rain stopped raining. I don't know. I gotta go outside and check it out. I have 100 watts, as I did have before. Back to you, N2XJN.
Okay. Is it a single transmitter making the 100 watts, or is it a separate amplifier making the 100 watts? Wait for the beep. Over to you.
5 6 2 6, you have to adjust.
Okay, this is the Kenwood TS-2000, and it's the transmitter is bit into the transceiver. Back to the interview.
I didn't hear a yes or a no. You got a 2000. I'm having trouble believing that a 2000 runs 100 watts output. Is it a separate external amplifier? Over to Wesley.
No. No. The TS-2000 is 100 watts on 2 meters. That's it.
Okay, I believe you. Who's the other person that made a comment? Give me your full call letters and your name. I'm K2RIW. My name is Dick.
I think there's maybe a 5-3-2 switch here, the push on that. I think the 2000 has that thing in it, but it's a little bit off frequency.
Okay, the other station thought you were off frequency. I wasn't measuring frequency. Any possibility you may have been 5KC off before, Alex? Go ahead.
I mean, Wesley, it might be possible if my exit XIT was on, but I don't believe that I pushed that.
Okay. The other station, did you measure, Wesley, 5KC off the other station? And since your signal is dropping out so often, please give me the answer 2 or 3 times. Go ahead.
Measure. How about you?
Did anybody copy what he said? Go ahead.
Amperage rating WS2N.
Go ahead. How many amps did you see? Go ahead.
And nothing. I mean nothing. Milliamp settings, nothing.
Milliampere.
Were you measuring DC milliamperes or AC milliamperes? Over to you, Paul.
I put it on the AC setting. No, nothing. I mean nothing. Zero.
Impossible.
Yes, it's possible. 3/4 of a volt of difference at a very high impedance. And the meter you used, what is the lower current sensitivity, Paul? Go ahead.
Oh, it's the digital meter. I can't even change the scale. It stays at the one setting. So it must be milliamp. I have to check my book. Must just read milliamps. You don't when it goes to that setting, you can't go up or down on it. It's just, you know. I mean, it's just a Radio Shack Microntra reader.
Okay. Did it give you 0.00 milliamperes? Did it read 0.00? Is that where the decimal place was? How many zeros were to the right of the decimal place? And did it say on the screen milliamperes? Over to you, Paul.
No, well, the setting when you put the dial, it says milliamperes. It doesn't give you, it doesn't say what it is on the screen. It's not one of those. But it's, zero, 0.0. That's what it is. 0.0.
And on that.
Okay, because you only had 1 0 to the right, it would suggest that your most sensitive scale, if it really was milliamperes on the rotary dial, and 1/10 of a milliampere is 100 microamps. So you were sensitive. sensitive to the nearest 100 microamps. Wesley, go ahead.
That's what I wanted to say. You said it for me.
That's why I asked him that question. Okay. Looks like we've run out of time. It looks like we didn't do anything on balance tonight. We didn't do anything on the mailbag tonight. Oh, well. I know you're going to get some flack on this one, aren't you, Mel? K2KEY, K2RIW.
Hey, Dick, I'm good to go, right? I mean, it must be the box then, giving off some kind of 60-cycle hum, right?
Well, be careful now. You made the measurement after you've installed that mechanical isolating device. So be careful. The fact that the mechanical isolating device removed the hum and you made the measurement with the hum gone means that we haven't seen the full reading yet. Did I misinterpret that, Paul? WS2N, K2RIW?
Okay, yeah, I could always reverse that. I could very easy just unplug and plug it back in and bring the hum back. We'll do that next week, Dick.
Very fine, Paul. We'll be looking forward to that next week. K2KEY, I feel for the fact you're going to get some flack this week, aren't you, Mel? You got it, Mel.
This is K2KEY. I was just going to say to Paul that bring back the condition with the hum and then make the measurement. But now without that condition, I didn't think he was going to get much of a measurement. Yeah, I get some used to the flack, Dick, so I had quite a number of comments on Fallon, all people questions, and then on receivers and everything. I had a very interesting fact today. A friend of mine bought over one of those Helicraft K2. I was going to say about that wonderful little transmitter and all. All right, well, I'll have to let it go and try again next week. I'll try to answer some of the stuff online, but all right. I'll take the brunt of the complaint, Dick, anyhow. Talk to you next week. And by the way, the commercial service runs up the main avenue about a block from here. That's where the commercial service lines run up because they have 2,300 volts up ahead, up on top of it. Very tall pole, and that goes down to the college, Kingsville College, which is a mile down. So, but up the avenues that are perpendicular to it, all up the street, the private street, is all, I could say, single phase, two-fourths. But that's, I'll talk to you next week. K2RIW, this is K2KEY.
Pretty fine, Mel. I know there are people who are going to listen to us tonight and say, hey, we dwelled too long on one subject. However, proper wiring and improper wiring of a house, the 240, 120, whatever, can definitely be lethal. And therefore, in my mind, it's awful important to get it right, to get their understanding right. There are enough people who have been electrocuted by opening up a pipe to replace the main water valve on a house. Therefore, I think it's worthwhile to dwell on it. We got to the bottom of some of this. I don't know about you guys, but I came a little bit smarter as to how houses are wired. And now I have a little more understanding of how you can get two phases of three wires into a house, into a residential area that's got industrial things nearby. You guys listen to TechNet number 1280 of the series that began in the September of 1982, 27 years ago, and a few months. 73, you all. Be kind to each other, and keep communicating. Bye-bye for now. See you next week. K2RIW, TechNet Limelight, we're clear.
Reflector 9126, link clear.